have a question from Steve who says, are there any parts of A Course in Miracles with which you disagree? And if so, which parts?
Yes, when you calibrate the textbook and the workbook, the workbook calibrates at 600, and my calibration, the textbook calibrates at 550. This becomes apparent also if you do the workbook very assiduously, and then when you read the textbook, you'll suddenly feel something's out of place. And the something that's out of place is the languaging of the ego as though it is an enemy. It's a dualistic positionality. It gives you the feeling that the ego is evil, or, you know, it shrieks with greed and shrieks with this and that. Although the narcissistic core of the ego does do that, it seemed to me that in the middle of the text, it suddenly becomes somewhat dualistic, as though the ego is your enemy. So in the lectures, I say the way to get rid of the ego is not to make it your enemy, give it energy by guilt and spiritual attack. The way to transcend the ego is to see that it's one's evolutionary inheritance from the animal kingdom. Without it, you wouldn't be alive to worry about it. So we owe gratitude to the ego because it kept us alive up to a certain level of consciousness where we could even hear about, or much less care about, or try to apply A Course in Miracles. So we look at the ego then, with friendly, grateful to the animal within us, and now we realize also that it's time to transcend the animal. But we should love the animal. I think we should love our ego and say, you know, you're driving down the street and somebody cuts in front of you, and you say, let's hear it from the ego. We should kill him, right? You should die, right? Anybody cuts in traffic. And, of course, you know that's what the ego is going to say, so you laugh at it. So now you see, you defuse it. In Freudian language, you decathect it. You could decathect it. Because you're not positionalized about it, see? Otherwise, you have guilt. You hate yourself because you're still getting angry at people and wishing them dead. And you think you're an evil person. Instead, you look at your ego like good old ego and give it a name, see? I carry around a big old doll, and he's a little bear. And, of course, the bear, that's my ego. In fact, I call him ego. Ego. Ego hates anybody cutting in traffic in front of him. They should die. From ego's point of view, I agree with him. You're right, by golly. They should die. So you defuse the ego by not resisting it. You see, you disappear it by not resisting it. You transcend it by disappearing it and forgiving it. Because how else do you want the ego? How would you expect the ego to look at things?